Welcome to The Week That Was, a look back at the past 7 days on site. I'm David Adams, the editor of Site Magazine, and our coverage this week included Krish Kandiyar's call for Christians to adopt a families for life approach to caring for vulnerable children, how one Colombian megachurch is reaching out to former FARC rebels, and US author and activist Shane Claiborne says it's time for Christians to make a stand against the death penalty. But first, news this week of the acquittal of Asia Bibi, a Christian mother who spent the last 8 years on death row in Pakistan after being charged with blasphemy following a dispute with some Muslims over drinking water from a cup. Pakistan's Supreme Court ordered her immediate release on Wednesday morning after handing down a decision in which one judge said Bibi's accusers had no regard for the truth. The decision has sparked protests in Pakistan, leading to Prime Minister Imran Khan to call for calm and ask people not to let extremists incite them in the wake of the decision. In other parts of the world, Christian groups including Open Doors, Release International, Aid to the Church in Need and CSW, all of which have been campaigning for justice in Bibi's case, she's also known as Aja Noreen, have welcomed the outcome. But they also called on Pakistan's government to ensure the safety of Bibi and her family in its wake and for amendments to be made to the legal system to prevent the misuse of blasphemy laws in the future. Last week in Melbourne, the Justice Conference was held, and among those speaking was Krish Kandiyar, a UK theologian, author and founder of Home for Good, a charity which aims to provide a bridge between the church and the system of caring for vulnerable children. Speaking to Site on the sidelines of the conference, Dr. Kandiyar said that with Australia's foster care system in crisis, it was his hope Christians in Australia would answer the biblical mandate to step up to care for vulnerable children and adopt a lifelong approach to looking after them. He also cared for a rethink on the idea of adoption, saying that it can be the best option for children in some circumstances. Over to South America, and we reported this week on how one megachurch based in Bogota is, following the signing of a peace accord in 2016, reaching out to former FARC rebels. The Evangelical Church has built the first church building in one of the 26 transition camps where the fighters are living after turning in their weapons. And while some have criticised the idea of evangelising among the former rebel fighters, others believe that allowing the church into the communities helps to contradict widespread messages that characterise the ex-combatants as immoral. In the US, meanwhile, author and activist Shane Claiborne has written an article in which he calls for Christians, not just in the US but all around the world, to take a stand against the death penalty. Saying that he believes the death penalty to be incompatible with the gospel of grace and redemption, he says that in the US in particular, the death penalty wouldn't stand a chance if it weren't for Christians, adding that the Bible Belt there has become a death belt. In other news this week, the nominal head of the Orthodox Church, Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, has risked a split in the church and thrown down the gauntlet to Moscow after declaring three rival churches in Ukraine all valid and urging them to create one independent body for all Ukrainian Orthodox believers. In Cameroon, clergy have condemned the killing of American missionary Charles Wesco, who was killed barely 2 weeks after arriving in the region when he became caught in crossfire between government and rebel forces. In the US, prominent US Catholics have declared asylum seeking is not a crime as a caravan of Central American migrants makes its way across Mexico towards the US border, an action which has prompted US President Donald Trump to describe it as an invasion. Still in the US, and the first of the 11 victims from last Saturday's mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue have been held amid speculation that the attack was driven not only by the suspect's anti-Semitism, but his fear of refugees. And the World Health Organization released data this week showing some 600,000 children died from respiratory infections caused by polluted air in 2016 alone. Other essays this week included a look at how the Amish view the environment and an examination of the history of the Dead Sea Scrolls, while our columns included a look at how the struggle to create a laundry for the homeless in Moscow reveals Russian suspicion of social enterprises. A story from child sponsorship and development agency Compassion Australia on how fathers became involved in making reusable sanitary pads in Uganda, and a This Life piece on seeking God's purpose in our lives. Reviews include a look at Peter Greer's book, Travel in Tandem with God's Heart. These are just, of course, some of the stories that have appeared on the site in the past week. Remember, you can keep up to date with all that's happening by subscribing to our free Site Daily or Site Weekly emails. And of course, you can follow us on a range of social media. And while our content is all freely available, we welcome any financial contribution you can make, even just a dollar a month, to help us to continue to bring you and even expand our coverage from across the globe. Just look under the subscribers under the masthead for details. I'm David Adams, editor of Site Magazine, and that was The Week That Was.